This is the Amateur Skeptics Podcast number 308. I'm your host, Brian. Joining this evening is Mac.
I feel like we've done this already.
Yeah, this is Mac 2.0. Ian is with us.
Hey, now, I there's some advice. Don't go and stop drinking Bud Light because it has a trans spokesperson. Stop drinking Bud Light because it's pretty crappy.
Because it's garbage, yeah. Mad Cat is with us.
It's an American beer.
Mad Cat is with us.
Yep, I am with you and just excited.
And, of course, the dumbass himself.
Driving fine on Route 69.
Really?
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Yep.
You know, the whole Bud Light thing is kind of funny because what's the alternative? Coors?
Well, yeah, actually, if you look, one of the articles I have today is half of America's top most popular beers have LGBTQ plus partnerships.
That's what I find funny is like so they're going after the biggest one, which arguably is Budweiser, right?
Yeah.
Where they're switching to, and Coors is the most likely next one. But I got to tell you, as far as like those crappy ass light beers go, you know, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light. Bud Light is the best of the three.
Mm. I've heard I think it was frogs that are supposed to be able to switch gender under certain conditions. I think certain animals are.
Frogs, right? That's true, yeah. Yep. That's the whole
amphibians in general.
It was told in Jurassic Park, the movie, so it must be true.
I think it actually is true. I think that's why they used it.
Yeah. So Budweiser has long had a trans spokesperson, the Budweiser frogs.
You make a very good point.
You make a good point. No, but they took flack for this a long time ago and became much more inclusive, right? They've already gone through this. And so, and realistically, all Bud Light did was send... What they sent a Budweiser with Bud Light.
A 12-pack of cans with the person's likeness on them to celebrate her own achievement.
Yeah, so 300 days as a woman, and that's what they put on there. And the person has been very much on social media talking about their transition, and so that's all they did is celebrate this. That's it. That's all they did. They didn't even give her an advertising deal.
Nothing new for them. They sent stuff like that out to other LGBTQ people.
Oh, these bastards.
And so the funniest thing in the aftermath of this, have you seen the Jack Daniels guy?
No.
So he has a video out there. He comes to the door, his back door, and is like, if you know me, you know I'm the greatest Jack Daniels fan ever, blah, 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 blah. Then he goes, I can't stand to see the brand ruined like this. He's upset over a campaign that happened 2 years ago where Jack Daniels was promoting what's-his-name's drag race?
RuPaul?
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race. About promotion for that 2 years ago. So then the guy upset over this is the greatest Jack Daniels fan ever. So he just became aware of their campaign from 2 years ago. In his fit, he throws out everything in his house that's Jack Daniels-wise, probably a few $100 worth of stuff. Some of it looked nice and collectible. Then he pours out all of his Jack Daniels. It starts off with six, I guess, regular bottles of the various main flavors. Then he comes out with two bottles. Go, these are the most expensive Jack Daniels. This one's $100. This one's $250. Then pours it out in the fire pit and lights it on fire. And it's like, you did not just own Jack Daniels. You just wasted probably a good... $500-$600 worth of crap.
Hold on.
Jack Daniels already had their money from that.
Jack Daniels did, right? So yeah, but less debate wasted. I mean, Jack Daniels Jack Daniels whiskey.
Yeah,
is Jack.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it? No, it's fine actually. I mean, it's fine for at its price point, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's like Ian. It's like if people wanted to burn your books, you'd be like. Oh, you want to buy some books? Here, buy as many as you want to burn them.
Yeah. And I keep telling, to me, the sign that I've made it, that I've been successful, is like a book ban or something. If some group wants to organize a burning of my books, I will sit back and say, you guys have the freedom of speech. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I will laugh the whole way because, you're popular enough that you're noticed and they're wasting their money.
I tell you what, if we do a book banning here in Texas, I'm going to go stay at a bunch of hotels and gather some Gideon's Bibles, and then I will take those to the book burning.
that should work out real well.
Oh, it'll piss somebody off really bad, don't you think? You know?
Oh, real fast, real fast.
I don't think they pay attention to what they burn when they book burn. They
no, there was a big thing about somebody burning a Bible at a book burning at some point. I think that it really – or no, was it a Quran? Maybe somebody burned a Quran and either way. Why are we burning books?
You know, I would suggest take a copy of Fahrenheit 451 with you to burn. Just
well, okay, so we're going to get to that. I guess a lot of these we're kind of jumping ahead here. Yeah. We haven't even masturbated, and you know we're getting into our main topic. So
I will be nice and quickly pimp myself. I have been writing. So I don't know if you recall a few years ago I was doing a bunch of stories in the divided states of America. I just wrote another one. It is published. It's called Serenity's Gambit. If you've been following my other stories, this is definitely a continuation of what's been happening there. So check it out.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was that scene between the horse and the goat that did it for me.
Yeah.
What about you, dumbass?
Oh, yeah. The horse and the goat scene, I think, could have used, you know, a couple more creatures piled on there, a little bit more of an orgy.
I really feel like I gave you the setup there and you let me down.
No sheepskin for you.
All right, what time is it?
It is time for Ian and Dumbass's masturbation moment, brought to you by the Dumbass Media Empire.
The Amateur Skeptics present Ian's Masturbation Moment, brought to you by the Dumbass Media Empire. The Dumbass Media Empire, bringing you content that touches people while they touch themselves.
Sex doll firm sells out of what particularly lifelike model for bizarre non-sexual reason?
Well, I don't know if it's bizarre.
Well, isn't that what it says? Bizarre non-sexual reason.
I wouldn't call it bizarre reason.
Well, I read the headline. Did you read the headline? It says it's bizarre.
I read the headline.
It must be bizarre. So, I mean, I haven't read this, but let me guess, but looking at some of the photos here, that people are using these to do HOV lanes.
Yes, this is in Australia, where some highway lanes can only be used by vehicles with more than one person inside, so a carpool lane. And there are traffic cameras that look out for people who have nobody there and issue them tickets. So, some highway drivers have discovered that this sex doll named Donna can fool the traffic cameras, and so they're using it to make use of these lanes.
I mean, is it HOV only, or is there like a toll that you can do? Because in the States, it's become, well, it's HOV, but if you want to pay a premium to use them, then that's okay too. That's how the lanes here in Texas are, and I think that Colorado did the same thing. So I gotta assume then these are HOV only, because otherwise $5,000.
Yeah, that's my thing. The price tag. It's like
I mean, that's how are you gonna? I mean, those have got to be some really expensive either fines or pass to recoup that. I mean, how?
Yeah.
What does HOV stand for?
High occupancy vehicle.
Okay.
Right? Am I right? I think I'm right.
Yeah, but I know here in Colorado. That,
actually, those lanes are only accessible to hovercraft.
Yeah. We had a guy here in Colorado get in big trouble because he had a mannequin that he did that with. But I'm guessing he got the mannequin at a decent price or something.
Well, the mannequin would probably be a lot cheaper than this sex doll. I mean, if this picture is for real, then that's pretty good. That's pretty lifelike looking.
I mean, yeah, but the firm did sell out, and they were like, really, like this had never happened to these guys either. So it's kind of a mystery on them. But I guess maybe like rich assholes just wanted to use the lane.
Yeah, now that's what it almost has to be, because the average guy couldn't afford that and justify. I mean, thinking of how many times I've taken the express lanes here and gotten the tolls.
I mean, $5,500.
50 years more. To the point of $5,000 in those fees?
That's a lot of Jack
Depends
Daniels.
On the person who can.
Yeah. Maybe they weren't.
Well, then it's a long-term investment, Ian.
What's that, Mac?
I was just going to say, maybe they weren't buying them just for the HOV lanes. Maybe that was just what they were saying on their taxes.
I like to read more here. Man has penis chopped off during threesome and stabbed 54 times in brutal murder. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
This is called the Daily Star. What is it? What I mean,
isn't that the name of one of those rag mags?
Well, it's a rag for sure.
It's definitely a tabloid, but
it doesn't mean it didn't happen, right? I mean, the story could be legit.
But I mean, there was a Daily Star that was in.
Yeah. You know, I feel sorry for the sex dolls. I mean, they're made for sex and they're being purchased, you know, thinking, I'm going to give some guy a blowjob, let him fuck me in a bunch of different ways. And then they're just sat in a car and they must be so disappointed.
Well, this all happened because some asshole asked ChatGPT, what else can I do with my sex doll? And it said, use it in the HOV lane. And you know this was ChatGPT's idea.
ChatGPT.
I think the thing that concerns me about the other article you wanted to read, Brian.
Oh yeah.
Was it the man who was stabbed 54 times, or was it the penis that was stabbed 54 times?
You know, sure.
How much is left of a penis after it's been stabbed 54 times?
It does say that the penis was chopped off during a threesome and stabbed 54 times. So it does sound like they chopped the penis off and then proceeded to stab it a lot.
Yeah.
That's
definitely some ambiguous phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe a comma would help.
Oh, they don't have. They probably don't have enough letter that they can use.
Yeah, I know what else I can do with my sex doll. So that's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, we kind of already covered the Bud Light. No, we didn't. You have a different one here. Bud Light lost $4 billion because of.
Okay, yeah. So
is this what we talked about at the beginning?
This is all related. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
You know, for listeners who aren't a part of the world right now, here in the U.S. there is this insane, idiotic war against woke.
You know what? If you don't know about this, good on you because you're better off.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this again. This is nothing new. Like when I was a kid, people were complaining about political correctness.
Exactly.
It's the exact same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same.
But so activities that have been going on for decades now are suddenly the most horrible thing in the world and destroying our society on every level. Taking part, apparently, we were talking about this earlier, Bud Light sent out a special pack of beer cans to a trans woman who was celebrating. Had been documenting and celebrating her milestones of being trans, and she got the beer, and she did a little TikTok video talking about it and thanking Bud for sending them to her and everything like that. Well, that pissed off Kid Rock. Oh darn! And Kid Rock, in showing up Bud Light just how to own them, took like 24 packs of Bud Light and shot them up, and then proclaimed. He is switching to Coors Light, who has been promoting LGBTQ+. In fact, hosting the Denver Pride Parade for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you accusing Kid Rock of being well-informed?
Never would I. But so
I'm just clarifying.
Kid Rock being pissed off apparently was the key to get all these other conservatives pissed off and
shooting up beer.
They're throwing them out. There was one, I think it was a senator, who went through his garage and had, like, beer in, like, a half dozen places, which would worry me. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, huge, once more, like, 24 packs and stuff. In, like, 5 or 6 places, like, you just, like, stock up on that many hundreds of beers? But he threw them all out and replaced them with Coors Light.
So that means that they had to rebuy them, right?
Yes.
So this is only good for the economy.
Right, they've already given Bud Anheuser-Busch some money, and they've wasted it, and so they're switching over to giving Coors the money that they could have held off for maybe a week or two. I mean, I don't know how fast they drink through that 100 or more beers, but
if they couldn't say, I'm switching to Coors Light. As soon as I get through this 4,000 pack, I'm switching.
Right. But like I said, so there was a domino effect to it where a whole bunch of conservatives came out and made a big deal about it. And there was some reports in primarily conservative-leaning areas where Bud Light sales plummeted for a while.
Did they, though? I'm skeptical.
Yes, they did. There's some verifiable reports on that. Okay. Bud Light sales did go down. But
they weren't shooting enough.
Yeah. But one of the big things was Bud Light has lost $4 billion in company value because of this.
That's probably not true.
It kind of is, but it isn't at the same time. Buzz Light, this article goes into it, talks about how on March 31st, Anheuser-Busch had a $132.38 billion market cap. And then in the aftermath of this, it dropped down to $128.4 billion market cap.
But here's my question. Here's my real question is what actually precipitated the fall of the of this? What is the actual reason?
Well, but look at the factors. One, that's only a couple percentage point of the market cap. It's not like, they just lost all the profits. But on top of that, if you read the article, it talks about how that kind of a movement is not unusual. Okay, that'll happen. They'll regain. There's no sign that Anheuser-Busch is dive bombing right now. It's actually, if you look at their stock has actually been pretty level.
Right.
Which is saying something in the present market.
My point is that to equate this to this one incident, that this $4 billion is probably fallacious. It's true that both these are probably true, but you need to show me a correlation, right?
Right.
And that's what this article does not do. There are so many factors that go into a stock price and the value of a company. And the first thing you would need to tell me is what the average revenue for a year's period of Coors Light is, just that specific product. Because remember, this is a very big corporation. This is not Anheuser-Busch anymore. This is Anheuser whatever, right? The biggest beer company in the world that is owned by a company in
Germany now, isn't it?
No, it's not Germany. It's closer to France, Belgium. This is a Belgium-based company that owns tons and tons of smaller beer, producers and stuff like that make up this whole thing. So what it doesn't tell me is, is this just the Budweiser portion of that company that lost $4 billion, or is it the overall of the whole corporation?
That I'm not even sure. But okay. Yeah, you're right about the size. And like I said, it's a hiccup that might have had the boycotting could have affected, but there's probably all sorts of other stuff, as you were saying. And on top of that, they've recovered it. It's not like, but the conservatives are wanting to point out, oh, look, it's $4 billion loss within whatever time frame.
Yeah.
Well, the conservatives need to stop using the slogan "down with beer" because that's ambiguous.
Because here's the other thing is that I really do think that, if you're drinking, if you hate yourself enough to drink a light beer in the first place, that that Budweiser is the best of them. And so those people that are used to drinking Budweiser are switching to Coors. It only lasted a week because they finally went, okay, I can't do it. I just can't drink this product. I've got to go back to my other crappy beer.
So going off of this idea, I have an article. Where is it?
Here's what you need to understand is that my boycott of Bud Light has been going on for much longer than this little thing here. I stopped drinking. I have been boycotting Bud Light for years and years and years, right? And I haven't gone back. I have not gone back. I won't.
There's the article in here. companies that get woke aren't going broke. From Rolling Stones. It talks about basically just what we're saying. You guys have your boycott. It's probably not going to bankrupt anyone because these boycotts happen all the time. And it gives a list of various companies that have had these great boycotts happen that are doing just fine. A primary one that I don't even think they mentioned is Chick-fil-A. I know quite a few people who will not eat Chick-fil-A. Yet Chick-fil-A has lines around the corner still.
Well, here's the thing. Their bigotry has been good for chicken sales. I'll give you that.
Right.
But I'm not sure that bigotry is also going to be good for beer sales.
But see, that's my point. You know, going rogue's not making these companies go broke. Yeah. They're big enough. They're strong enough. you know, but we see that boycotts very rarely actually seem to work well.
Well, the other thing is that like there are more Chick-fil-A's I think in Republican areas than there are Democratic areas. I think that they kind of hit, I think, more south, right? So the regions that they're in, you know, are much likely to do better, you know, making fun of the gays.
I know the one just a few blocks from here. Anytime you drive by, there's a line of cars in the drive-thru.
Sure. I mean, they've expanded for sure. I'm just saying that I've got more of them here in Houston than you do in all of Colorado.
But so the article itself goes through a list of companies that have suffered these boycotts. Disney, of course.
Oh yeah,
which
but
still is.
Disney is trolling Florida right now. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. You got Nike, Amazon, Kellogg's, the NFL. Yeah, those are all companies that, because of something to do with them being woke, have gotten these huge boycotts, and obviously they've all vanished from.
Here's the thing: the world. The people that care about this stuff are a vocal minority. Now, they're a voting vocal minority, I'll give you that. So they do have a lot of power, right? But when it comes to this kind of capitalism, those kinds of bigotries aren't enough to take down a company because most people are either not hearing about it and don't care or think the opposite, right? I mean, it's a small portion of rednecks that are going to stop drinking Coors Light for a small amount of time, right? And rednecks isn't always fair. I mean, there are bigots. Right. There are bigots that are not rednecks too.
Brian, I do feel like though that I should point out the difference between your boycott of Bud Light.
Oh yeah, please.
And Kid Rock's. You see, Brian, you are
not going to waste money on it to begin with.
He's going to say I'm a snob. Is what he's going to say.
No, you are not a. Relatively uninteresting and barely marginally relevant celebrity whose greatest fame was having married Pamela Anderson.
Okay, that's pretty fair. Yeah.
So, you know, your opinion doesn't really matter. just like Kevin Sorbo saying all these wise things after recovering from stroke damage.
Oh, I haven't heard that. But you know, I mean, his movies about why, you know, atheists are wrong really moved me. And I gotta say,
there's a thing that somebody came out with. He came out with a meme talking about mass shooters who came out being trans, and somebody said, maybe you should mention the 500 other mass shooters that were straight white males who were fans of your movies. Then somebody else came in and said, nobody are fans of his movies.
Oh, I'm a big fan. What are the God is great. God is not dead. God is not dead. Right?
God's not dead.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I gotta tell. I've never seen one, but I'm a huge fan.
I've seen it and it is bad.
Is it bad?
It's a movie that apparently atheists, we don't care about anyone. And if a girlfriend of ours told us she was having cancer, we'd kind of blow it off and say, yeah, well, there's other stuff that's more important.
He knows tons of
things.
Well,
I mean, if somebody comes up with cancer, the morally correct thing to do, according to Republican Newt Gingrich, is to dump them and get a younger wife.
No. According to God's Not Dead, that's the liberal atheist attitude.
No.
You got it wrong.
No, I'm afraid that that was what Newt Gingrich did.
In reality, the movie is right in their fictional reality. It's wrong in the actual reality, right? You see, there's a difference.
But also, going back to the topic at hand.
Oh yeah, please.
I already mentioned the top five light beers in America are, you know, have LGBTQ. But if you read the article, it talks about how if you figure the parent companies, all 10 of them do. So the top 10 light beers in America by the standards being set by Kid Rock and other so intelligent conservatives, they're going to have to do some hunting to find a beer that doesn't have links to LGBTQ somehow.
Yeah, well, they can make theirs. They can make their own.
Someone did do that, actually. I can't. What was it called? Actually, I've already seen the stuff on that. Some guy did decide to do that, make his own beer and start selling it. And it's expensive as shit. I doubt it's any good, but the conservatives most likely will be eating it up and giving him lots of money. Because each America, each freedom. So, going in a slightly different direction on this, a victory for woke, because, you know, we're talking about the war on woke. So, this article, federal judge says Christian teacher has no right to misgender students. So, the story is, I can't remember the school. The school in Chicago, basically, this one teacher, I think it was a band teacher, had a problem with, you know, addressing trans men as men, and refused to do that. It refused to let whatever their new name was, the reborn name, he was not about to call them by that.
Okay, let's and not so, use reborn, because that's really a Christian thing.
Born again.
So basically, he was originally told he could call them by their last names, but the students said that made them uncomfortable as well. They'd rather be called by their real names. And so the school went and changed the policy and said, okay, yeah, you have to call them by their real names, what they want you to address them by. You don't have any right to choose for them. And he tried to proclaim this was against his religion to do that. And of course, took it all the way to court and went, you know, obviously a federal's, is it just appeals court? Yeah, the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit.
It's not against his religion, because there is nowhere in the Bible that mentions anything about trans people.
Well, even that, how's it? I want to know the argument. You know, if you want to say that your religion says people shouldn't do that, where does it say you cannot address them by the preferred name? That'd be like more and more schools and other places have a place for their nicknames. What do you want to be called? You'll call them by a nickname, no problem.
Yeah,
but
I mean, like, this isn't against anybody's religion. Nobody's religion has preached against trans people until like it became a thing.
Yeah,
you know.
And that,
and besides, that what Jesus was trans, so
well, actually,
or hermaphrodite.
There's a meme going around that says,
"No, Jesus was a frog."
A bullfrog. So
well, yeah, but if an amphibian changes gender in order to undergo parthenogenesis, any offspring will be female. So therefore, if you know, Jesus is either born of a virgin birth, which means that produced by a female with no influence from a male, therefore female. Or the son of Zeus.
Well, hold on.
Jehovah has absolutely no history of fathering illegitimate children. Hold so on. It's got to be Zeus.
Mary came from the virgin birth. Mary came from the virgin birth, not Jesus. She was knocked up by Holy
Jesus
Ghost when he shot.
No.
Yeah.
Mary had
Jesus. Mary was the one who was not.
No. The Catholics have taken this by its horns and said, no, it's not Mary. It wasn't Jesus.
Well, no.
It was Mary.
No, the birth of Jesus wasn't the Immaculate Conception. Mary's birth was the Immaculate Conception.
Right.
That's the thing you're thinking of.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Mary also had to be a virgin for the purity of it all. But Mary had to be born.
Although, like in the original scripts, it was,
but
she was supposed to be just a young woman.
Right, it's true. It does say young woman.
They translated that to virgin.
Right, but here's the thing: is if Mary was knocked up by Holy Ghost Money Shot, was she a virgin? Because she got knocked up by Holy Ghost Money Shot. Holy Ghost Money Shot came down and impregnated her. I think he took.
He
her
might
virginity.
Have just used a gravy baster.
I mean,
turkey baster.
Does that not count?
Well, now that is
well, it depends on
that is an interesting concept, because I don't think they had turkey basters back then.
See,
Brian.
Yes,
they had this debate way back when in Chasing Amy, where, you know, okay, what defines the virginity, and I do actually recall that. Then they went through, although it turns out she wasn't being honest anyways, but her claim was she'd only been with women at this point, and that all the ideas of what constitutes a virginity she lost in a different way.
This is a totally different discussion, but yeah. the whole concept and idea of virginity is stupid to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just this whole thing is problematic to begin with. And this idea of what is a virgin and what isn't a virgin. If two women are having sex because there's no penetration, are they both still virgins?
The only reasonable standard of virginity to go by is, are they more tasty to monsters? Because dragons and vampires both prefer them for the purity of the blood.
Hey! Don't be going off on dragons.
I'm lost. No. I'm lost as far as we are.
It's
now.
Established. It's established fact.
Is Bud Light okay?
You need to have
now?
A conversation with Georgie.
Is Bud Light okay?
Hey, bring it on. Yeah, but I'll have that conversation with Georgie.
Is have we fixed this? Is Bud Light okay now? Can we move on?
So no, I So anyways, there is a meme going around right now that says if life begins at conception, all men are trans.
Okay, and how does that affect Bud Light?
All fetuses start off as female.
Okay.
And so it was an amusing thing to counter the religious argument about trans.
Sure.
That
is true.
You say life begins at conception. We all start off as female, and approximately half of us switch.
And, I had this conversation with Brian last week, which is that if the standard for a man losing their virginity is to have their penis inside of a vagina, the only men who are actually virgins are the ones born by cesarean.
God, this whole thing is so stupid.
Yeah.
I do think that this is the makings of a podcast of as what is virginity and those taboos. I think that this is the making of a whole podcast of its own.
Probably.
Of the journey turns.
I'm just glad that my normal technique of addressing things is working, which is drop grenade, watch to see who jumps on it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh. So you're another Deadpool.
Well, the whole root of this is about men who didn't trust women, right?
Does that make you an IUD? I mean, IED?
Yeah. That makes me...
A trampoline?
I actually, there was a point at which I was an IUD.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So because a wiener trampoline.
If you were inside a uterus... the woman should not be able to get pregnant again.
I think you should be the mascot for abstinence only, man.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
That's okay. Terrible. That's a terrible thing I just said to you.
I know. I know. I listened. I heard it.
And ignored it.
But, you know, how many things do I do that point to abstinence. I right off the bat, I'm an admitted D&D player.
Oh yeah, I mean yes, that's certainly can't get laid that way.
That's right.
Yes, you can.
Unless you're what's his name, Joe Magliano or whatever,
Manginella or Joe Manginella or Vin Diesel, because both of them are admitted D&D players.
And he nailed Sophie Segarra, so I guess D&D is good now, right? I guess you can get laid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else? We got to move on. We got to move on to something else here. Please,
let's talk about the whole. Let's talk about the whole furry therianthrope thing.
Okay, where is that? Oh, therianthrope. Okay, what is this?
What is it? It's a whole bunch of different reality zones.
Okay, so this is... TherianGuide.com. I didn't read this. So tell me, mystical beasts.
Okay.
Oh, this looks like it's going to be. This is also another good way to not get laid.
I don't know. There's a lot of people.
It's a good way to get laid among certain certain group.
Oh, okay. Matt,
are Therians those things that Scientologists don't want?
Therians are the ones who believe they have some animal or creature attributes like not sleeping at night or being a loner, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Max Ruthering the Thetans.
Yeah.
No.
The others didn't believe they're actually
that was
creature.
The thing. That was the thing that they were. That was the thing in that Greek movie. Okay.
We better let her do her.
Watch the Thetans.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, Mad Cat. That was my fault. Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Describe what a furry is. Awaken the kink in all of us.
Please.
Okay.
We'll
so
go back
to
masturbating.
They already. There was already a masturbation thing.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Furry describes a diverse community of fans, artists, writers, gamers, and role players. Most furries create for themselves an anthropomorphized animal character, a fursona, as it's otherwise known as, with whom they identify with and can function as an avatar within the community. So some furries wear elaborate costumes, are paraphernalia like animal ears or tails, or represent themselves as an anthropomorphic animals in online communities such as Second Life.
Okay, so it does look like there's even a more general explanation of what you've got. It says, what is a therianthrope? General accepted definition, a person who experiences being and identifies as a non-human animal or integral personal level, on an integral
right.
personal level. So,
Brian.
So
Brian, she's talking furries though.
Are we on a different article? Am I looking
no,
at the wrong article?
No, we're basically okay. on kind of the same subject.
Okay, so you're defining so that's furries, but this article you right. got here is therianthropes. So these are so that would be identifying as an animal. Well, non-human
who
animal,
has
right?
animalistic characteristics.
So what's the difference between a therianthrope and a furry?
A theranthrope just believes that they have some qualities that animals have.
Okay.
I think maybe it's they more mostly of an identity thing, right? If I'm understanding correctly, an actual thing about their identity rather than a furry who might be.
Okay, let's put it this way.
Enjoy doing.
Furries are avatars. Theanthropes are. Furries are avatars or. Pretending to be. Therians are ones who believe they have some qualities of the animals. And the other one, the other kin, is people actually believing they are this.
Okay, but is this separate from like the BDSM kind of furries where people where like you have puppy play and some of those kinds of things? Or maybe, you know...
Yes.
This is a separate... It's genre altogether. Because when I hear furry, I think of kind of that the subset of the BDSM community.
The puppy play is in the otherkin.
Now the play can come in any of these, but furry in itself is not a sexual thing.
No, I'm not saying furry.
Yeah, well,
I'm saying the puppy thing is in. Oh, okay.
Still.
Yeah,
you know, he's talking about there's a sexual side to it that people can get into, but in and of itself as a whole. Is not sexual.
Okay, it doesn't.
It's identity.
Sure, it's an identity thing. Okay.
They're more so an icon of an identity.
Okay.
Right.
Whereas the other kin, they believe they are.
Right. If you talk with furries, for the most part, they don't believe they are the animal. They just do that because they feel that represents them and shows, you know.
It's like ska or playing, what's that one where you... What's the stuff that you used to play?
Okay, I guess I just want to make one more thing. We're talking about people that are taking on an identity. These people know that they're not actually these animals, right?
That's the furries.
That's true of the furries. Is that not true of the therianthrope?
The therianthrope are just they have qualities which they akin to an animal.
I think maybe the therianthropes believe that they have some sort of like deep spiritual connection identity.
Yeah, sometimes there's the spiritual connection.
It's hard to really parse out.
Yeah, there's that as well. However, the other kin believe that they are things like the elves or a beast or something. They believe they are actually that.
Okay,
like,
so the other kin
are sort of like a gender identity.
For me, I have a strong connection to fish. So I'm mainly a pescatarian.
Yeah, you like to eat them.
Pescatarian.
No, pescatarian.
Oh, yeah, pescatarian. Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think we can all remember certain furry cartoon characters who we found attractive.
Found?
I understand that the Fox Robin Hood is responsible for a lot of girls' sexual awakenings.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
I think it's Gazelle that's doing for me these days.
It is a little bit difficult. I mean, I don't have I mean, furry community. I think I have an understanding of, and I recognize that that's not always sexual. But Therianthrope, this is the first time I think I've encountered that, and other kin, this is the first time I've also encountered those definitions. And it sounds like they're kind of belong in the same tree, but there are seems to be some distinct differences between them. I'm a little interested. So the other kins, they're actually identifying as saying, they think that they're an elf, essentially.
Yeah, I'm an elf inside. Yeah. Right. I don't look like one. I'm an elf inside. But
dog,
you know,
or an orc or a bull or
and they
whatever.
Do actually believe this, right?
You know, but Brian, when you're talking the same tree, it has to assume that whatever their other kin identity is can climb trees.
And that comes across as other things, like people who believe that they are actually handicapped when they are not. They don't believe they actually have legs, and they do have legs.
Yeah, we've talked about those psychological conditions before, right? We've talked about the and I forget Mac. I think Mac, you actually brought that up. What was that? I thought that there was a specific psychological condition.
Yeah, it's body dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia, yeah. So but
I've actually seen something in pop culture that was about this. There was a movie out there called Armless. And in the movie, the guy kept asking his girlfriend to cut his arms off because he didn't feel like he had them.
Yeah, there's a strange film. Yeah, there's, I mean, body dysmorphia is... an actual condition. I mean, is this also, you know, kind of treading into that kind of territory as well?
And that's what it says in here.
Okay.
And it says that it's people defying their identity as specific organic being. In contrast, they could think they are mechanical organisms or explore cyborgism.
So I just took the test, and apparently I'm a snow leopard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a wolf.
I got wolf.
You got wolf.
What?
I got the wolf.
I missed this. Where? What is that? Where's the...
What is your theory?
There. I also put in a little test called what is your theory in animals? So I put in a little test there as well, so people could play with that and see what their theory and animal
is.
Well,
right off the bat, this is the problem, because I live in Texas and we don't have seasons.
Well, it's kind of like up here in Edmonton.
That doesn't mean you're
we have two seasons. Only two seasons. We have winter and we have construction.
Winter and construction.
winter and road construction. Yep. But, so... The thing they have there is a minimal reference with a couple of animals, but it's just a cute little thing if anyone wanted to try it out or whatever.
I don't think they range very far in what... I mean, based on the questions, it looked like you were pretty much either a wolf or a squirrel.
Wolf. There's wolf, raccoon, bear, and snow leopard.
Ah, okay.
So raccoon's pretty close to squirrel in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they both tend to wash their food every now and again.
Yeah. Well, I wash my food. I may be a wreck.
That's a problem when you give them cotton candy.
Yeah.
I've seen that's that video.
That is also a problem when a raccoon decides that a bar of soap is something it wants to eat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, I mean, that's interesting. Some of that was new to me. All right. What do you want to move on to? Do you want to talk about the GOP? Defunding Montana lawmakers. We'll go back to some more kind of woke stuff here.
Okay.
So Montana lawmakers vote to completely ban TikTok in the state. So this has been going on for a while now, and it is a little bit frustrating that they're treating TikTok so different from other social media platforms, and from what I can tell, there is no reason to do that. That the main reason is because they're connected to China, and because this is a Chinese company. My feeling is that it is being treated differently than other social media companies. I also think that part of this, I think Facebook is funding some of this as well, right? Because if I think I read that somewhere else, of course, and it would make sense because Facebook has something to win or lose here.
It does suggest that you should trust these American companies more than this Chinese company,
right.
Which is kind of like, no, I don't trust you American companies.
And so the main reason in this article seems to be the reason is because the Chinese government could get a hold of people's personal data. And, I mean, didn't they already get that in the Equifax hack?
Mm-hmm. I wonder exactly what sensitive data they think the Chinese are going to, exploit the heck out of here or something,
Yeah, I mean, and is it sensitive or personal? I mean, I guess
people's
both could be
fetishes for feet or something.
But here's the thing: is that all that? I mean, the people that are on TikTok, unless the TikTok. TikTok, unless they are
engage with your TikTok and your.
I do sound like a grumpy
you
old man.
You can't get any TikTok.
I don't understand what this TikTok is.
Is it a breath mint or is it a candy?
I'm not sure what data they could. I mean, yeah.
Well, for some reason, I'm guessing TikTok must have the more liberal people because conservatives have been going after it for a while now, even before this.
I don't know. I think both are on there. I mean, there's a large group of Christians on there. There's a lot of groups, and we have a lot of people that are making. I think that there are people making a significant amount of money off of these platforms,
yeah.
Right? TikTok being the newest, and the problem.
But
listen,
Brian,
the cat's out of the bag.
You have to remember that these conservatives are all about free speech. That's a big thing to them, is preserving free speech.
Isn't this just amazing? they want free speech until, it impacts them. Now, wait a second.
I'm with you. I don't completely understand the reasoning. The justification doesn't work. The reasoning, I've not done much with TikTok, but from what I've seen, you just said that there's every variety on there, but for some reason conservatives themselves seem to be targeting it as such a horrible thing without giving any justification as to why it's so bad.
Yeah, I don't think that they've given a valid justification. And here's the thing, is that if you want to say if you're a government agency and you want to say no social media apps on government phones,
right.
I'm with you. I would totally support that kind of a ban. But on a personal device, telling me what apps I can put on there is what China does. Telling me what websites I can access is what China does, right? This is the kind of stuff that we have that we've complained about China for years, the great wall of China blocking access to these things. And now we're seeing I think that Germany is blocking pornography, right? And so is Australia. To protect the kids, we're protecting the kids. China now is preventing kids from playing more than a couple of hours a week on video games online, right? We look at all these other countries doing these things, and we say that's bad. Oh, but now we're going to start doing it, right? So obviously it's all justified. I think this
because we're Americans.
I think it sets a bad precedent. Number one, if they can give me a clear problem with that TikTok has, you know, a problem that they have created that is unique to TikTok, right? That Facebook isn't guilty of and Twitter isn't guilty of, right? If they can give me something clear and dangerous, maybe it is justified, but I don't feel like they've given a justification that goes beyond what other social media, you know, companies are doing. And this idea that the information you get to TikTok that the Chinese government is going to get, what information are you giving to TikTok?
Well, no, but Brian, you have to read more. Apparently, the legislation also references the presence on TikTok of dangerous content and dangerous challenges. And we have to, we have to keep our kids
you
safe
mean like
those
TV?
Dangerous challenges.
Well, that's it. Okay.
No- you mean like those all those challenges that are on YouTube,
like the cinnamon challenge? I mean, yeah,
exactly. Like the ice challenge.
There's no content that you're going to find on TikTok that you're not going to find on other social media, sites that is quite, you know, that is just as questionable.
Yeah.
And there's
the dangerous challenges are everywhere online. You have to completely get rid of.
Well, yeah. one of the problems.
You have to get rid of everything.
Yeah. I mean, part of the issue that we have is because of the way that the web has grown up, what the internet has grown up, there is no verification of people. And so it is hard to tell when you're online whether the person looking at a site is a 12-year-old or a 20-year-old or a 21-year-old.
In some state, I wish I could remember this one, apparently they are very close to passing a thing that limits social media to 16 and over, and that somehow it will require the social media to receive a picture of the individual to prove how old they are or something like that. I'm sort of like, what? That's not going to prove anything.
No, yeah, it's definitely not.
And I think Louisiana recently tried to block pornography, right? Or
wouldn't surprise me.
And the way that people got around it was using 5G.
There's always a way for them to get through.
So, didn't Louisiana also outlaw VPNs?
Well, I don't think they did outlaw VPNs, and I think that that's part of their problem. And once again, how do you do that? How some of this stuff, much like guns, the cat is out of the bag. And what's funny about it is that we want to have a conversation about content online, but we don't want to have a conversation about guns, right? I mean, that there is definitely some hypocrisy here.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that, Mad Cat.
What?
Well, I spoke when you were speaking, and it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So Louisiana is trying to block pornography, but of course it isn't an all out ban. Once again, it's, you know, I assume, you know, it's a protect the children type of thing, but a VPN will get around that. Tor could get around that very simply. I mean, so there's tons of ways around it, and apparently people got around it just by switching to 5G, right? So on these cellular networks kind of went around it. Number one, I don't think that these kinds of things are enforceable, and I don't want them to be enforceable.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing: is that when we talk about content online, what your kids see and what they're doing is a conversation they need to have with their parents. I understand that there are predators out there, and we need to be watching for them. I'm not saying that, but blocking pornography doesn't block my kids from the predator on Facebook, right?
And you know, the idea of like this is all. It's not that these predators don't exist, but this whole focus on stranger danger that we've since like the 70s, 80s, you know, put out there to scare parents with, most dangers to children come from members of the family.
Well, yeah. That's true. Exactly.
You want to know what I found really ironic? I saw a thing where Ted Nugent was calling out liberals and drag queens as being groomers.
Yeah, that's
he has a song about having sex with underage girls. He has multiple times talked about how great it is to get a blowjob from an underage girl. But he's going to start calling other people groomers.
Right.
Well, yeah. You know, let's face it. Most drag queens have far better grooming than Ted Nugent does. Or here, am I misunderstanding that?
So here, this is from NPR. Looking to watch porn in Louisiana? Expect to hand over your ID. This is from January 5th, 2023. So apparently, they are making an effort to do this, but I promise you, people living that are, you know, are just going to go around that, right? A VPN is a quick way to get around any sort of blocks. And of course, China, you know, has been trying to monitor that stuff. And it just creates a war that, you know, you're going to lose. Mm. It's like the war on drugs. That has not gone well.
It's all propaganda.
Yeah. But I don't, number one, know how they, and in the article admits, I think, that they don't know how that they would enforce this. Right? How are you going to enforce this? And if I want to put TikTok on my phone or let's say I have TikTok on my phone and all of a sudden and I go through Montana, you know, and am I in violation now? How does that work? Just driving through Montana if I have TikTok on my phone?
Well, it's like other conservative states. Yes, that would be a crime.
Right. Which is crazy. Right. And listen, I realize that there are two teenagers in Montana that are upset about this bill. And that's probably it. Right. I mean, we're talking about a state that has the population of a small city. So it's not affecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
However, the thing is that one starts.
No. It's kind of a slippery slope. Right. But there are lots of other cities and stuff that are talking about TikTok. But they're not talking about Facebook, right? It's changed the conversation. The danger that they've moved the.
Yeah, I haven't figured out why TikTok's the one that's conservatives are going after.
Because
so
of the
heavily.
Chinese government. The Chinese government is gonna get your dick pics.
Well, they try to probably already in have North them. America. They try to do that in the first place with sending school computers home and having the. Taking pictures.
Yeah. What was that?
Dumbass? There was that one case.
I was like, is that what people use TikTok for?
Well, I know that Ian, his only TikTok picture, or no, his Instagram only has the one with his sparkly balls, right?
Yeah. I have a couple TikTok songs with my cats.
You don't? Do you have any? No. Instagram? You have Instagram?
I have Instagram. I have Instagram. Some other one. I barely use them.
I hate them all. I hate them all. I hate them all equally, and I'm not more scared of TikTok than I am of Facebook. In fact, I might be less scared of TikTok than I am Facebook at this point.
Facebook, family, but, that's about it.
Right.
And, I mean, you go looking for a job, first thing they're going to do is go to your Facebook.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I use social media mostly for the memes.
Well, I Facebook use it to promote myself. So, you know, to me, there's a level of this has become the way you have to sell yourself. And I wish I knew how to use it better for that.
It does look like, when I'm Googling, and it does look like TikTok is taking, you know, some viewership away from Facebook, and Facebook might be concerned. Right, but getting them blocked is only good for Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And YouTube. Of course, YouTube at this point doesn't have a valid competitor. The problem with YouTube is that if you're going to put a video online now, there's only really one place to do it anymore. They ate up everybody. In fact, their service failed so badly that they had to go out and buy the one that was actually succeeding, right? Because they couldn't because they actually were unable to compete against YouTube, so they had to buy it. Remember Google Video? It was a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but. There's also Twitch.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the market share of Twitch looks like. I remember Microsoft tried to have a competitor for a while, and they paid Ninja like $6 million or $1 million, whatever, to Switch. And that didn't last very long, and Microsoft shut that down. If anything that Microsoft starts with that's a consumer product, just expect it to fail and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still on.
Yeah, so I don't know. So there's a lot of these kinds of initiatives going on, blocking porn and stuff like that, that I think is awful, and they always and they're always awful laws that you know that the enforcement of them is probably more costly than education, you know, and they don't work. I'm sorry, if you want to stop me from seeing nude pictures of women online, you're gonna have to do more than pass a law. You're gonna have to pluck my eyes out.
Yeah, you're going to have to move heaven and earth if you want to keep me from my porn.
That's right. I don't know. And here's the thing is that we're only talking about the porn that is on the public side of the web. There's a whole bunch of stuff that would be considered the deep web, right? That are behind pay sites and other sorts of entries. Plus, there's the dark web, right? Where this stuff's available. And the dark web scares me more because that is where you're much likely. That's where the child porn is going to be distributed. There are way worse things out here than TikTok. Why are we talking about TikTok? I don't understand the danger compared to any other social media.
Nah.
Right.
And maybe I'm missing something, but it just seems like xenophobia to me.
I would agree.
Probably, yeah.
All right. Well, do we have something happier to end on? Because my other story is not better. What else you got up here, Ian? Maybe we don't have to end on happy. Oh, no, we can end on happy. Federal judge says Christian teacher. Oh, no, you covered that.
We covered that.
We covered that. Damn it. We covered most of your stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, mine's all covered.
Oh, I don't know. Did Dumbass have anything in here? Am I skipping someone?
I've got the thing on birds and other animals.
Go for it. We'll cover this, and this will be our last story.
All right. Okay. And it's kind of a pleasant one. It starts off me looking this up because I discovered that a squirrel had made a nest in the garbage can on my balcony, which I saw the squirrel going in and out of there a few times, which confused me because there was no food waste in there.
You do know that all this isn't true because all birds are robots now, right, in North America.
Right. But it was a squirrel. That's not a bird.
I mean, they are still programmed to mimic the same behavior.
Okay,
so
all right, that's
this
fair.
This is still...
Okay,
it's not a bird.
I looked this up because, like, I remember when I was younger, like, always being told that animals will abandon their young if they sense humans on them and stuff. I figure, like, I had to get rid of this squirrel because I'm not... Like, you know, like it's weather getting warm. If somebody notices that there's a family of squirrels living on my balcony, there people are going to, you know, I'm going to get a knock on the door, probably get in trouble. So I was like, okay, I got to get rid of these guys. I kind of like took out the garbage bag and like disrupted the nest, and I made sure not to touch the young. Give you the ending tip for anybody who's concerned. The mother did come and take her babies away. After she scared off, I took apart the garbage bag and laid her infants without touching them down on the ground, and I watched as she came back and took them away one at a time. It turns out that most animals who raise their young have a very strong mothering instinct, and that something like the smell of a human will not deter them from mothering.
Doesn't it sound a little crazy? Though, I mean, really, I mean, the idea that because a human has touched their young, they're going to abandon it. I mean, think about, I mean, it's like, just because a Republican touched my baby, am I done with it now?
I mean, in that case, you might as well just throw the baby out.
Throw him out with the bath water.
Right. I remember as a kid, one of my neighbor's cats had babies, had kittens, and this was one of me and my sister's little friends, and took us up to in order to see the kittens and pet them and stuff. And the mother came in and found out about this and was very angry at us and concerned because we got our smell all over them, and she was concerned that now the cat was going to abandon her young. And so, like, she had us, like, sit in a circle and had the cat come down so that the cat could, like, go around at us and sniff us over to make sure we're okay and not abandon its young. And now I think back on that, I'm like, well, that was bullshit.
It's not like they're a quagga.
It is bullshit, but at the same time, the article talks about the fact that birds can't actually cue to sense, and that birds don't smell. And, you know, yeah, yeah. I can tell you honestly, birds, yeah, they smell. They do. Sometimes pretty rankly.
Very much so. Yeah, but you have to think of it. Not all.
There's a whole list of things out there of things like this that we've been taught, and you know, we had talked about virginity. I mean, stuff related to that, the hymen breaking. There's still women that believe that after they've lost their virginity.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's quite a few of these things out there that we, as a society, have convinced ourselves of is true. And every time they come back up, there are people that actually will fight the idea. Oh, no, no, no. I was taught this by my grandparents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't justify it being true.
Yeah.
And right. all snakes just toss out eggs, which is incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because boas. Well,
animals have different mothering instincts. And the article says in some rare cases, an animal might reject its young, but those would be... the rare cases, like I said, the mothering instinct is actually pretty strong in most animals who mother.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not like that's a quagga. Because if a quagga's being chased, they will drop their baby right away and zoom.
There's some messed up stuff out there.
Yeah. All right. But if Republicans touch the baby, out.
Drop it out of the pouch and run.
Well, I think I'm that disappointment. We should say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And that is another something in the can.
If you've made it this far, that's an hour of your time you're never getting back. But the amateur skeptics appreciate you giving that hour to us. If you'd like to tell us how you felt about spending that hour with us, let us know at WTF@amateurskeptics.com. The Amateur Skeptics Podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike No Derivatives 3.5 license. Intro music by Peter Cannell. Find more of Peter's music at soundcloud.com/PKANOL. Exit music by OFM. Find more of their music at myspace.com/OFMHQ. Artwork for the Amateur Skeptics by Sean Smith Ford. Copyright Shadow Knight Digital Portraiture.